From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Heath Kazire, reading Breed by Owl Going Back. Now let's begin with Breed, Chapter 1. The historic city of St. Augustine, Florida, was quiet at 3 o'clock in the morning, the night lying heavy and dark over ancient buildings and cobblestone streets. The gift shops and restaurants along St. George Street had closed their doors hours earlier, and all the bars at the old section of the city had extinguished their neon signs and turned out their drunks. The last of the tourists had made their final rounds for the evening, either on foot or in one of the many horse-drawn carriages, and had gone off to slumber in the pricey bed and breakfasts and inexpensive motels. All of the streets in the old section of the city were deserted, except San Marco Avenue, along which a small white sedan moved south. The vehicle turned right onto Orange Street, slowly driving past the remains of the archaic city gate. The two towering stone pillars that once served as gateposts looked like giant tombstones in the glow of the car's headlights and served as a reminder that St. Augustine was once a walled city. Driving past the gate, the sedan proceeded west on Orange Street for another 2 blocks, turning into an empty parking lot behind the old drugstore. Bringing the car to a halt, the driver turned off the engine and headlights, but made no move to exit the vehicle. Instead, she rolled down the window and sprinkled a pinch of tobacco on the ground. Few people knew that the old drugstore and its adjacent parking lot was built over the top of an Indian burial ground. The desecration of a native burial place was not something the city leaders wanted to mention in their tourist brochures, despite the fact that the elaborate